Hello and welcome to the Sussex Strongman Underground Wrestling Show podcast. It's an idea I've come up with, possibly to liven up the scene and have some sort of dialogue in audio format about underground wrestling, because I don't know of anywhere else that's done it before online. I could well be wrong, of course, and I'm happy to be very, very wrong on that. And I thought I'd get this going at the moment. I'll be flying solo as it stands until things get up and running. Got some technological options out there, but I think it's an idea that's been bandied about before. So I have the kit. So I thought, well, let's just crack on with it. So here we are. Welcome and a big hello to you, wrestling fans and wrestlers of underground wrestling. Now, it mostly concerns wrestlers on Meat Fighters and Instagram. I'm on Instagram if you can find me. I'll give you the details later on. I might put it in the description, actually, of the podcast. But I thought it'd be nice to put something out there like this, like a podcast, so we can talk about it. And it might evolve into interviews with wrestlers, promoters, who knows where it will go. I'm open to all things sensible. So, it was a bit of a debate this afternoon what sort of title I'd give this podcast. And I came up with the Sussex Strongman Underground Wrestling Show just to give it an identification or a label, if you like, that it's not about amateur, independent, or professional wrestling as such. It's about wrestling centered around Meat Fighters, Watch Fighters, and the like. Quite honestly, Instagram plays a role now, as does any social media in these things. So I thought I'd give it a whirl. I don't know how this is going to be received. So we'll see how we get on. I started out in the early 2000s in wrestling. Now, actually, physically wrestling, I started in the submission area of wrestling, session wrestling, and I was brought up on the world of sports wrestling. I was lucky enough to see the early arrivals of the WWF into the country. I saw the film California Dolls, or if you're in America, United States, All the Marbles, and there were bits and pieces of mud wrestling, but it mostly centered around what you saw on your TV. Now, yes, I got a bit infatuated with session wrestling with women. And that's how I realized I was quite unfit, because I was getting my backside kicked all over the place by these women session wrestlers. And for those of you that don't know, session wrestlers is you pay a certain amount of money, like £150 for an hour's submissions wrestling match or oil wrestling match, which I was lucky enough to do. You pay a bit more and you have a competitive, in some instances, wrestling match with a woman, and we'll touch on that probably another time, another episode. So then it just evolved, and although I was brought up on World of Sport wrestling, there was nowhere in that I knew about as a younger guy or a child where you could go and learn the ropes, so to speak. So I felt that I missed out a little bit until I discovered the scene and Meat Fighters, and that grew from session wrestling with women, because I session wrestled women that were professional wrestlers as well, and I sort of dabbled with it, and then it grew on me. And And I like the an element of the cosplay about it as well. You know, I like, I don't know how you people out there feel, getting dressed up, if you like, for a bout. You know, you've got your trunks or your singlet, your knee pads, your boots, and you look in the mirror and you think, yeah, I actually look the business. And it doesn't really matter to me on Meat Fighters whether you've got a six-pack or a, or you're slightly more bulky around the girth. Everyone seems to compliment each other on how they look on there, which is a great reassurance. If you look up my profile, I get a lot of messages saying you've got the classic Brit Pro look, which when I put my trunks on and look in the mirror and that, you know, I guess I kind of do. You know, there's a Bruiser Muir comes to mind, or a King Kong Kirk sort of build going on, and yeah, and all the rest of it. So yeah, I enjoy getting dressed up or dressed up, depending on your opinion on things, your desires. So there is an element for me of cosplay. Then the cosplay goes a bit further, where you actually are lucky enough to step into the ring with another woman or a gentleman to have a pro match, a professional wrestling style match, and test out your strength. You can still test out your strength and endurance and stamina, because it's hard work, professional wrestling. You've still got to move. You've still got to move people. And it can be quite tiring at times, and puts the body through the ultimate test, because it's physically moving a heavier object, i.e. another person. So that's what I liked about it. I mean, there was nothing ever sexual for me about it, not even really with a woman. I mean, I know it sounds odd. I am a heterosexual man, and I was never turned on by a woman, which is kind of strange, I suppose. But you're so physically defending yourself that I think all your blood is going around other parts of your body. But of course, I'm not saying any of the women that I did wrestle were not attractive. They were all attractive, but it just wasn't in keeping. I was there quite physically for the sport. So anyway, getting back, so I missed out as a younger person being trained, and nowadays things are much more available, what with the power of the internet making things a lot more available. So I sort of got into meet fighters. I met some wrestlers on there that were excellent professional wrestlers that taught me the basics in like 3 hours. So I've always had that fundamental base of wrestling, of professional wrestling. So I've stuck with that. And I was lucky enough to get to have some. I mean, if you look at my profile, it looks like I haven't had many bouts, but I actually have. It's just it's regular with the same people who I can vouch for as sane and safe and I can trust. And we would have some right good bouts and sessions, to say the least. So yeah, it was a good way of keeping fit and putting all your weight training, which I was into, which I've had over a year's rest, by the way, from, and putting it to the test. So that way you're training to train, you have an incentive, you can put what you're picking up in terms of weights to the test. Is it making an actual difference? And have a bit of fun too. I've met some brilliant people on the wrestling scene. COVID has sort of the break there, that COVID slowed it down a lot for me. I'm still trying to get back into it. I know I've got a bit of ring rust, things get in the way, such as work and family life, but it's just finding that time that's convenient now to squeeze it all in. But nonetheless, it's good. It's good stuff. So yeah, that's a bit of my background, really, to wrestling. Now, I made an announcement on Meat Fighters that I was going to do this podcast, and people have come up with some excellent suggestions. Fighting Buddy 20, he's made some excellent suggestions about interviews. Well, we'll come to that. I mean, it may take some time to get that up and running. If you've got any ideas, as Fighting Buddy 20 suggests, email them to me on Meat Fighters. That would be great. Let's have a look. Yeah, I had a very healthy debate with a gentleman on there called Surrey 71. Fantastic. I mean, great contributions that he's made. Fine. I've got a great picture someone sent me on the blog. Someone else says, I don't think underground means the same in the United States. It means in the UK. Here it means more like just non-mainstream or non-organised sporting events. I think I agree with that, actually. I think it's a bit like backyard wrestling or the wrestling show that you see on YouTube. Private wrestling is another option. This is from Bama J Don 41. Hope I've got that right. Another option, although that would always apply to group meets. You might also use your podcast to respond to wrestling quotations sent in by listeners and maybe reuse some of the questions on various shows with each guest. Yeah, great. Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, the people have been really good and fair today on the Meat Fighter blog. So every time I make a podcast, I put the episode up for you to listen to at your leisure. So welcome and hello again. Here in the UK, we've actually post-COVID lost a couple of very important and key venues. The Barnet Mat Room had to close its doors and hang its boots up, so to speak, which is very sad because that had been going some time. And I actually wrestled there, had a terrific bout with Bush Cub. Have I got that right? Bush Cub, yeah, should, if you know him. Colossal guy, great wrestler. And Grove Park as well. I had a lot of wrestling meets there with Alex the Jobber and Wrestle Cub and a few others to name. And that was sad when that closed as well. But I understand the owner moved as well. So people have got to get on with their lives, haven't they? They're entitled to. But that was very much sad. So we lost some two important venues there in London. And I don't know, how do you feel? Has that had an effect on your wrestling and availability? I mean, some people do hotel matches. I'm not quite sure I'm into that. I've not done a hotel match. I'm not sure how I feel about a hotel match. If I want professional wrestling, well, then I want a proper professional ring, and that to have the to enhance my experience of wrestling completely. So that was quite sad when they both those venues closed. The Grove Park venue was probably my favourite, I have to be honest, because it was a dark, it was seedy, it added to the low card sort of atmosphere. And when you step in the ring, the amount of Meat Fighter legends that were in there before you and after you, it was a bit like going to Wembley Stadium. All the sporting events that took place. I mean, I had some absolutely brilliant matches in there with people, and we had a bout in there that was a couple of years ago now. The heat outside was something like 35 degrees Celsius, and the inside heat in the ring was about 40, and we managed to the jobber I was with was much fitter than me, but I think I had the strength and the weight. He wanted to wrestle for some half an hour. So we managed to pull it off. I was sweating absolute buckets, to say the least. But really enjoyed the experiences that I had in there. And the host was brilliant. I'm sure you all know who he is. He's gone off now to lead his life. That was brilliant. I've not yet ever tried the Walthamstow ring yet, but hopefully that should be soon. So I'm looking forward to that. I also wrestled at the old Manchester Wrestling Factory. I can't remember where it was in Manchester. I remember getting off the train at Manchester Piccadilly, and I had an hour's session with the professional legend herself, Shelby Beach, which is a terrific lesson in professional wrestling. She actually taught me how to run across a ring correctly. For her, I think what she said was that it was great for her to wrestle someone her own height, because I didn't realise, of course, dimensionally, it probably makes a significant impact on the bout if you've got someone of similar size. I didn't even think of that at the time, but she taught me quite a bit there as well, up there. And I understand it's moved to the vicinity of Manchester Victoria, now the wrestling factory. I've yet to experience that. Again, it's just things get in the way. I'm hoping in a few years' time, I'll have more free time to myself and get in better shape again. So don't write it off yet. Keep going. Even if I get one or two matches in a year, it all clocks up eventually, doesn't it? So just keep your hand in. So I've had the pleasure of wrestling there, but not Walthamstow yet. Where else is there? I'm trying to think. All the old organisations in Windsor. There used to be one. Session Wrestlers in Windsor. I can't remember the name of them. Names escapes me. Escapes me now. London Wrestling. What was it? Federation. I can't remember. London Wrestling. LWS. I wrestled Dragon Tooth there twice. She was a formidable opponent, but that was more submissions wrestling. Before moving up to pro wrestling, and that's where I am now. Underground pro wrestling. I've always kept my hand in on meat fighters, despite the fact I've not stepped into the ring for quite some time. But it's worth just keeping your hand in, really. She wrestled twice at the old Manchester Wrestling Factory venue. And it was a wrestling meet some years ago now. I caught the train out of Euston from London. So it got me up there pretty early. And I did a terrific bout with Shane Hannigan on there in the ring for about 20 minutes. It was good. Heel versus heel. Absolutely excellent, to say the least. It was one of many bouts that I had on that day. And I've got to say, I was made to feel ever so welcome. It was a great event. I did brush past the legendary Pippa Levin. And I think I said hello. We said hello to each other, although we'd not met before. An absolute mecca of a place, to say the least. So I can't wait one day to get to the new venue. As you recall, earlier on in the show, I actually said about you can reach me through Instagram at Sussex Strongman. That's Instagram at Sussex Strongman. I'm reachable through there. I've got some photos. I haven't kept it up to date, I admit, it's something else really for me to do. You can get hold of me through there or through Meat Fighters. Of course, talking about Meat Fighters, it's done some updates recently. You can do things such as schedule a meeting. And when you do schedule a meeting or a meet, it gives the photographs of the two opponents, which I think is a nice touch. Absolutely terrific. Of course, it's all voluntary run and it's based on Patreon style contributions and membership. It's worth doing. I mean, I've always kept my hand in with it because I like to keep abreast of underground wrestling or whatever you want to call it. I'll call it underground wrestling. I think I'm pretty settled on that now. Let me know what you think our scene should be called. It's got to have an identity or a label as such, I suppose. It means so many things to so many different people, as I tried to cover in the first part of the podcast today. Let me know what you think, if at all, or any ideas that you might have for the podcast that you would like to see happen as well. You might want a particular person interviewed or a particular subject covered, I don't know, or I don't know, you just let me know. Or a particular outlet that sells wrestling attire or a venue that you want to promote, or I don't know, just give us a shout and let me know, and if it's sensible I'll put it on there. We'll keep it clean, of course. If we don't know who's listening, and we want to be respectful to everybody, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, let me know. I can translate it if it's in a text form, certainly. But I'll tell you what, here's a question for you in particular. Who is your favourite or your Who would you like to take on from Meat Fighters? Who's your top target fighter, wrestler on Meat Fighters? That way I've tried to remove all borders across the world. Who is it you've seen that you'd like to take on? I mean, it could be something as geographically as small as London, but you've never quite got that bout on. You've never quite got that meat on for what I described earlier, when work gets in the way and things get in the way. But who would you like to have a contest with, and what particular bout would you like? What type of bout would you like? Submissions, pro, maybe just an arm wrestle, or maybe just a beer? I don't know. You tell me your ideas, what you think. Let's get this debate started and ongoing and get it into the wider world. And you never know, we might be able to keep it growing. And we don't want it mainstream, but we want it accepted, if that makes sense. I mean, normalize it, I think, because it's actually a great form of escapism, isn't it? Underground wrestling, because you can, as I mentioned earlier, cosplay into something that you're not in your ordinary day job. You can escape from the stresses of life, be something, physically exercise, of course, chuck someone round a ring. Put yourself through the paces and you can really see what you can do. Some self-respect, of course, goes a long way. When you put that gear on, if you're like me, you look in that mirror and go, yeah, you actually look the part. Yeah. And people tell you then. I mean, it's such a confidence booster. What with record levels of mental health, people need this kind of thing. They need to be told that they're relevant, that they're confident, that they're a lot of things. People need that deficit made up for. And respectfully, Meat Fighters and the platform and all the profiles on there compensates for that. So it's all good. So you let me know what you think. I mean, I'll tell you a couple of stories, if you like, that I've had personally. And I might have to change the names to protect the innocent, or indeed change the names just to protect people, if you know what I mean. But yeah, everything I've encountered in wrestling has been good-natured. That yes, I understand there's politics involved. Fortunately, in terms of the professional underground wrestling in Meat Fighters, I don't think I've been subjected to any politics or slander about me or about anyone on there. It's been really open and welcoming. I couldn't say the same about session wrestling. There was an individual, I don't want to dig up the past, that had an unhealthy obsession about me and made up even some lies, I would go to say, some half-truths and some stories that were not accurate. But that's long by the by now. But yeah, all good. So yeah, been around a bit. I need to get back into it somehow. Again, I must admit, I do miss it. But I also understand that some people that I used to have bouts with have moved on and gone and got on with their lives, which is great, really. And you never know, they might return. But of course, that opens up to newer people that can come along and bring something to the table, bring something to the scene. Now, we've had some terrific wrestlers out there over the years. I'll probably touch on that another time. I just want to get this show up and loaded and see what you make of it, really. Is there anything on Meat Fighters that you would like to see changed, or have a suggestion that they could probably do? Maybe we could discuss that. That would be interesting. It's open to you. It's my podcast, your podcast. It's we can share it. It's a platform. Is there anyone that you want to see interviewed, for that matter, on the podcast, that if they're up for it, they could come on? And, of course, we would respect privacy. It's totally in audio at the moment, and I wouldn't propose a video video style podcast at the moment. I'll just keep it audio. It's easier to manage and to do, and it's respectful. And of course, if you need to see what someone looks like, they're most no doubt have a profile on Meat Fighters for you to look at, so you can communicate through there. So yeah, all well and good. So yeah, I think I'll probably leave it there. Listen, thanks for listening. If you could follow the podcast show itself, that would be really good. And I'll try and bring these to you as frequently as I possibly can. And look forward to broadcasting and hearing from you all in the near future. Thanks for listening. I'm signing off. This is the Sussex Strongman Underground Wrestling Show. Thanks very much now. Take care. Bye.